from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bobby Witt Jr.
Oh, that wish.
Will be hitting home runs in the Derby. In fact, I came in today. First thing I saw on the old television here. That had ESPN on, it had SportsCenter on, and they were talking Bobby Witt, and I thought, all right, there's how you get a little exposure, and of course they're talking about him being, you know, high school home run derby, blah blah blah, and I thought, well, there you go, you got the pub, you got the juice from your guy being in the home run derby, so good job by baseball,
good job by Bobby.
Good job by Bobby, who was all for it. Right?
Seems to get it.
And then the residual pub you're going to get for it from ESPN and certainly on the night of. And probably MLB Network, if anybody's watching that still. I don't know. It feels to be like the network that's just gotten lost. I still don't know why guys are in suits taking swings. But anyway.
You're not a big Sean Casey guy?
I mean, I don't understand. You're up there doing batting stances. Let these guys go cash. I don't understand why we gotta. Oh, I gotta take my jacket. I gotta take my suit jacket off here and get out on the field and show you how you get in the batting stance.
Don't they essentially do the same thing on NFL pregame though? They're throwing passes to like Randy Moss in suits.
Correct. Yeah. You shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
You don't need to be doing that. Now, I'm not saying you go in full uniform and look like a terrible manager, but you know, some freedom movement would be okay. We don't need to wear suits. I'm just anti-suit, really, is what it is. I don't have a need to wear a suit. So, oh no, the last time you saw me in a suit, Dusty, was the last time anybody seen me in a suit in a few years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you retire,
literally Rob's wedding. I got the heads up. I'm like, we gotta suit this, right? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, just checking, because I don't have a need for it. If I wanted a office job with a suit, I'd have got one a long time ago.
That's why Bob got Dan Dan.
Yes, he didn't have to decide. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bob got Dan Dan, so we all could get suits. That's pretty much it. Dad's not going to throw, right?
Yeah, from what we saw, it's not going to be his dad, which was the obvious answer. He went against the family grain. Brother-in-law. That's pretty interesting. I know that's a story that doesn't need to be made a story, but look, the obvious was on the wall that we said yesterday, which is kind of been great how this combination of you and I has been working. We talk about Peter Vermees and is he going to be here that night? Sporting KC gets money, and maybe there's, you know, more emphasis on being successful. We wish Bobby Witt Jr. to be in the home run derby that afternoon. We get our wish, and then we say all day yesterday, well, it's got to be dad, right? Well, sometimes it's the BP coach. Turns out it's probably going to be, or it's going to be, his brother-in-law that's going to throw to him. At least that's what we saw yesterday from, I believe it was Jeff Rosen, who I saw that from the Kansas City Star. Which, that's interesting. So you're telling me you don't have any whisker dudes? Oh, no. What I'm saying is you've got more trust in your brother-in-law to throw you strikes than your former MLB pitching dad, who probably has thrown you BP since you were 2.5 years old. I have no issues with it, but I think it's funny that dad didn't get the nod. This guy that just became a family member, who I'm pretty close with apparently, is going to throw me baseball.
Hey, I'm sure Bobby's sister thinks it's great. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh, finally you guys have accepted.
Do you think she sent him the text? It'd be a really good idea if you asked Drew to throw
really
to you.
He really would like to do it. It'd
be a great bonding experience.
Yeah. Did you see the chain you might be able to win?
It was a consideration, Witt said of his dad, but his arm is hanging after pitching 16 years in the big leagues.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with my brother-in-law for now, James Russell. His dad played for the Rangers, and he grew up a Rangers fan. It's just a good little family affair, but he is going to enjoy it.
What do you think the percentage is that he's doing the Home Run Derby because it's in his hometown? I know it's not his hometown, but it's in his home state.
Huge.
Yeah, 85%.
I mean, he is still one of the top young players and blah, blah, blah. I think it would behoove baseball to have him in it no matter where it's at. But this made it, to me, kind of automatic. Like, Texas kid, Texas state. It feels like those are the things you should embrace. Right.
Which is means more to the superstar that is Bobby Witt Jr. Like, we get told all the time, like, come up with content that tells me that not just Bobby Witt Jr. is good at baseball, but why? And this is part of those things that you love to see from somebody in your own hometown team is leaning into it, right? This is different than the Billy Butler situation where it was like, oh, well, if the Royals, you know, the home team, then I'm going to let Billy Butler be the batter. Turns out it didn't happen. Cano gets booed. It's one of the greatest moments in Kansas City sports history, whether you want to believe it or not. It was fantastic.
And Kauffman Stadium history.
Yeah, it's one of the best.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things where it was like, well, he'll do it, right? And you're like, yeah, you'd think so. If he gets asked, he's probably going to be an all-star. And then he does get to do it. And then it's going to happen. And
there's only one thing left to do.
Take that damn chain.
Win the whole bleeping thing.
Yeah. And I love this because it shows you that not only is this guy going to represent Kansas City, not only is he in his hometown, he's an up-and-coming athlete. This is what baseball needs. Maybe there are players now that are understanding this. And this is probably the most watched event in the All-Star game because there's really not much. There's the celebrity softball game that airs after the Home Run Derby that nobody watches because the Home Run Derby goes to like 10:30. And by then, you're just spent. You're like, you know what? I'm done. And then
futures games for the nerds.
Yeah, that's a Vern thing.
I don't even know if Vern does it.
Vern's a baseball nerd.
Well, I don't know. These are like prospects, though. Like, you might have a guy there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
And then there's a little bit of availability of like maybe doing something more to showcase your stars in the All-Star game. And I know this
more skills would be cool, I think.
Like, this might not move the needle for a lot of people, but could you imagine if you took like Ellie De La Cruz and Bobby Witt Jr. and went home to home to see who had it? And I know probably De La Cruz is going to win that because he's just the fastest man in baseball. But Bobby Witt Jr. went home to third in 11.9 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a stat that like kind of gets forgotten about through this season. But I mean, that's where I would like to see, because we can get in this discussion later on, you know, as the All-Star game gets closer. But, like, there's really not a great All-Star game anymore. The NFL one's a joke. The NBA one, no one cares anymore because nobody does a dunk competition that really anybody cares about. It's like G League guys now. And then baseball, the Home Run Derby's fun, but for how long? Like, the first round's great, and then all of a sudden you're like, all right, these guys are gassed. They're just going to go up there, and who knows what they're going to do in the next round. And every once in a while, there's that one guy that just kind of runs away with it because they have the system down. But this is also an opportunity where if your young stars are starting to say yes more often to All-Star game antics, then maybe it's time to expand baseball, and maybe it's time to, you know, see what else they can do, or, you know, take your fastest guys and see what they run a 40-yard dash in. oh, great, Dusty. Now they're going to blow their hamstring out in the middle of the season. They'll be getting, come on. You used to complain all the time at home in Derby. They're going to ruin their swing.
He hasn't run the same since he ran the.
Hadn't swung the same since he did Home Run Derby.
Since Home Run Derby, yeah.
Remember when you used to play wiffle ball in the backyard and try to play league ball afterwards? Dip in your shoulder, chili.
No,
dipping.
I think you do the old school. You turn the garbage can over at home plate.
See who knows it.
Yeah, you see who can throw it from center.
Yeah,
and then you do first to home.
That'd be awesome.
First to home race.
Because I mean, if Bobby did it in home to third in 11.9, that's got to be a top speed.
Yeah,
dude.
So like, I have them on first, and then they go, and then they run home.
That'd be
fun. And we there, and then the outfielders can throw into a bucket.
Right.
Heck, you could do anything. You could have shortstops accuracy or something, or have them pick off stuff from short. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, hockey does a fun one. Hockey's always had their
hockey
little
is a good all-star game.
Their little skills competition where they're breaking plates in the net and they're speed skating around the ice is. I always thought that was a pretty cool way to go about it. So yeah, I'd add a few more events.
Will you take?
Now, you can't do speed pitch obviously because you don't want somebody busting their elbow and trying to throw.
Yeah,
like
I don't
want to
see that.
Like you're at the county fair.
No,
You know, reeling back, or you're at the little K trying to impress your boys by, you know, getting up to 75,
throw 61 and blow your elbow.
It's, you can't do something like that. But some of these other things I think would be fun. Yeah.
Or take all the kids off the field and give them metal bats.
Oh, geez.
What? You got nettings from foul pole to foul pole.
We put more kids on the field and make them targets. No.
Oh, my God. Boy, you're really getting your way out of here quickly. You don't have kids, Dusty.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
all
I
right,
mean,
we have the Lenexa Little League Reds here. They won their league championship. They'll be in left field. Kids, run around. You have 30 seconds to peg off as many of them as you can.
Ting, ting.
Metal bats, so I still even think that would be dangerous for,
I mean,
for people sitting in the outfield.
You bought your ticket.
Yeah. It'd be kind of fun, though, to watch, see how far they could hit it with a metal bat.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It'd be amazing. Yeah. You'd see 600-foot home run. You know how juiced up Pete Alonso would be with a metal bat in his hand?
Yeah. But you might see a dented fan in the outfield.
Well, that's why you bring your glove.
Yeah. Also, I can't hit the children, but you can peg people in the stand.
Yeah,
they paid a ticket. Paid a ticket are too stupid to not to do that. Dunk tank, I like that one. 785. I like dunk tank a lot. We have pitchers do dunk tank. They get to select someone from the other team to dunk, or a media member maybe. I don't know, something like that.
I don't know about the media member, but maybe like
well, I mean, you know, there's always somebody that pisses off some athlete.
Or what it should be
let
is
let him come out. Let him come out and have it back.
Yeah, what you wrote about me 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Or hold my beer. The players vote on which two umpires they'd like to sit on the dunk.
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, so in.
Angel Hernandez, if he was still there, would be the number one vote.
Yeah, it'd be good.
Yeah, it would be the number one and number two spot.
Could you imagine if they brought back Cowboy Joe and got Joe West's big ol' ass on one of those dunk tanks?
How are they going to get him up there that every time?
Well, that's, you know, maybe he's like the guy from Dune. He can just float out of the water and sit right back down on the little pedestal. Mm. He looks just like the guy from Dune. Sings differently.
We can take your ideas as well for what you'd like to see for a all-star competition. 913-586-7610 with Jay's Southland Tow Service. Text
way
line.
Too fast.
913-586-7610.
There you go.
So we surprised to learn last week how many of you still didn't know the text line number.
Or if they thought they were blocked.
Yeah.
You think they were just ghosting you?
I don't think so.
Kling's not a ghost.
I don't know who blocks people. I really never block people on the. I'll ignore you. But
that is interesting. Have you ever ghosted somebody? I know you've been married for like 35 years, but like, have you ever had anybody that you just were like, yeah, I'm not responding to that, and they just keep trying to text you?
Oh yeah, yeah, sure.
So you have ghosted. So you have somebody ghosted on your resume? Okay.
Yeah.
Good to see.
Or you're like, eh.
Yeah. You just like no.
Yeah. How'd you get my number? One, and then. What are you doing?
We're about to find out how good at ghosting he really is, Dusty. Trust me.
That's true. You guys will be finding out a little more than a week.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Spot on Thursday morning at 9:15. You down?
Crickets.
Get a text at 10:30. Hey, sorry, just saw this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.